Hey, my friends, Kerry Green here. I am thankful you're with me for the Morning Mindset. It's time to get our minds aligned with the truth of God's Word today. Have you ever had the urge to make someone pay for what they've done to you? I mean, we all have people who do us wrong throughout life. What are we as believers in Christ supposed to do with those feelings and with those wounds, the very real wounds that we've experienced? That's what we're going to be looking at today in Romans chapter 12, verse number 17. So I invite you to get your Bibles out. You're going to need them. But before we get there, I want to thank all of those who support the Morning Mindset financially every month. We have partners. We also have people who give one-time gifts. And I would like to invite you to prayerfully consider if the Morning Mindset is helping you in your spiritual growth, would you consider supporting us? Pray about it. If you're interested, there's a link in the description of this episode, or you can go to morningmindsetmedia.com/support. Okay, friends, let's dig into the scriptures right after we ask the Holy Spirit to be our guide. Lord God, we ask you to send your Holy Spirit right now in powerful ways into each of our hearts and minds to guide us, to be our teacher, to help us understand the distinct difference it makes in our lives. That you have called us your own. You've redeemed us by the blood of Jesus. Show us how to handle the situations where people do us wrong. We ask it in Jesus' name. Okay, friends, as I mentioned, our passage of scripture is Romans chapter 12, verse number 17. The Apostle Paul tells us we are to repay no one evil for evil, but rather to give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. So let's make sure we're very clear on what he's saying here. Repay no one evil for evil. So in other words, if someone does evil to you, directly to you, and we're talking evil here, something that's wrong, was intentional, deliberately was for your harm, how are you as a believer in Jesus supposed to respond? Well, Paul says we don't respond in kind. We don't give them evil back because they did evil to us. Now, why would he say something like that? That feels so contrary to what we as human beings feel. And actually, in that statement is the very answer we're looking for. We're to respond differently because it's contrary to how we feel. You see, the human way of doing things does not carry out the will of God. The human way of examining things and trying to solve problems does not fulfill the will of God. God says, in Jesus Christ, I did not give you what you deserved. You deserved the back of my hand, proverbially speaking. That's what God would say to us. You deserved my wrath. You deserved my condemnation because you were sinful. You had not only sinned accidentally, you were born sinful and you sinned willfully against me. I should have condemned you, but I didn't. I gave you mercy through Jesus Christ. And as my people now, I want you to demonstrate that sort of an attitude to the people around you. Because those people who are doing evil to you are no different than you were when you were doing evil to me. I want you to represent to them the same kind of grace that you have received in your response to them. So friends, let's try this on for size. Stop for a moment and think about the people in your life who have done you the most wrong. Jesus says, here through the pen of the Apostle Paul, do not repay that person with evil. Instead, you're to give thought, so that means think about what you can do that is honorable in the sight of all. So in other words, don't let anyone look at your response to the evil that was done to you and say, that person did just as much evil as the first person who acted against them. No. Instead, we are to do what's honorable. We're to be those who forgive instead of getting retaliation. We're the ones who are to overlook an offense. We're the ones who are to bear the burden of the injustice, just like our Savior Jesus did. Did you know Jesus said, it is enough that the servant would want to be like his master? And Jesus, being our master, wants us to be like him in the way that we respond to the evil that's done to us. And through doing so, he demonstrates his great love. So we get to be a picture of God's love to other people. Lord Jesus, this is hard to swallow. This is something that's very difficult for us to do. Our emotions get riled up. The offense is very real and the pain is excruciating at times. And we don't know how to do it. So Lord, empower us by your Holy Spirit. Give us of yourself that we can exemplify and demonstrate your love. We ask you to do it in your name. Hey there, friends. Just two more things before you go. First off, if you would like to become a believer in Jesus Christ, a Christ follower, to know what it means to be a Christian, you can find out how to do that by going to morningmindsetmedia.com/meetjesus. That link will be in the description for this episode. Secondly, at the beginning of the episode, I mentioned that we have supporters for what we're doing at Morning Mindset Media. If you would like to learn about the three different ways that you can support what we're doing, you could go to morningmindsetmedia.com/support. That link as well will be included in the description for this episode. Thanks so much.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.